Hi, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus coming to you, hopefully on a lovely Friday, the day of the week that we venture off the weekly teaching topic and go where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. For you faithful DriveCast listeners, you know that I'm a huge fan of the Old Testament book of Psalms, and for its 150 chapters, and they're literally loaded with songs and poems and prayers that are perfectly suited to be read out loud to honor God. And the psalm that I happen to read this morning and pray to God is Psalm 131. And it's comprised of three verses, perfect for those of us with attention span issues. And it addresses the following topics: humility, control, and contentment. And as I read it, let the words of Psalm 131 just wash over you and think about humility and think about our desires to control every little detail in our lives and think about contentment. So here goes Psalm 131. O Lord, keep my heart from pride and my eyes from being haughty. Let me not involve myself in great matters or in things too difficult for me. Help me to compose and quiet my soul, like a child who rests against its mother. May my soul be like that content child within me. Lord, you, and only you, are worthy of my hope today and forevermore. Amen. The end, short but sweet. And I highly recommend you committing this psalm to memory using the three topics that I mentioned earlier: humility, control, and contentment. Because I don't know about you, but humility, I hear it in the psalmist's plea as he opens up the psalm. He says, O Lord, keep my heart from pride and my eyes from being haughty or arrogant. And today our prayer ought to be that we don't think of ourselves as better or superior in regard to any other humans that we interact with. We should always pray for humility, which is a superior Christ-like quality. And then the psalmist asks, don't let me get involved in matters over my head or that don't concern me, or in things that are too difficult for me. And this, to me, is where control comes into play. And I know that in me there's this ever-present desire to control every situation and every circumstance and every aspect of my life. Yet Psalm 131 verse 2 informs me that there's going to be matters that are too great for me to handle, matters that I don't have the resources to handle or the strength to even fend them off. Life is full of things that are too difficult for me. So I need to learn to deal with it. But how? Well, the psalmist answers in the second verse. He prays like this. He says, help me to compose and quiet myself like a child who rests against its mother. What a metaphor. I mean, what a word picture. And this is where I think contentment comes into play. You know, someone defined contentment to me this way. They said, contentment is not defined by having more, but it's defined by wanting less. And our prayer today, it should be that we're like that child described in Psalm 131 that only desires to cuddle up against its mother, the perfect picture of contentment. And so may our primary desire today to be that we want more of God and less control, because there's no matter that's too difficult for God. And in Psalm 131 verse 3, as it concludes, Lord, you and only you are worthy of my hope today and forevermore. And so I don't know where this DriveCast finds you. Maybe you or someone you know has control issues or could use some prayer concerning contentment. And we'll pray about it in a second, but I do want to take this opportunity to thank you for tuning in to today's DriveCast. for you faithful DriveCast listeners, and I hope that you'll tune in Monday for another edition of our LifePoint DriveCast. And now I invite you to pray with me, and even after me. If you want to pray with me, you can pray something like this. Lord, thank you for the reminder that control is a mirage and that it's not reality. Yet you are in control, and that comforts me to the point that I can run into your arms unashamed of the sins that you've forgiven me for. Help me to be humble today, like your Son Jesus, who loves me and gave himself for me. Amen.